From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un allowed the world to take a step back from potential nuclear catastrophe. North Korea's state-run KCNA news agency referred to the meeting as epoch-making, opening the door to what it called a radical switchover in hostile relations. It also said both leaders agreed to the principle of step-by-step and simultaneous action in achieving peace. Ken Gause, director of international affairs at CNA, said Mr. Trump adopted a bold strategy, offering concessions, giving Pyongyang confidence and incentive to respond in kind.
Basically stopping the military exercises, not going for complete transparent CVID right off the bat, having a phased process. The idea is to try to lure North Korea into an engagement and a sustained investment into this process, and that will hopefully lead North Korea to start to take measures toward denuclearization.
While the two leaders' joint statement made no mention of human rights, it's disappointing but not surprising to Greg Scarlato of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea.
How can the leader of the free world protect, secure the existence of a regime that is committing crimes against humanity? I think that is an untenable position unless we address human rights.
KCNA indicated both leaders accepted invitations to visit each respective capital. The International Criminal Court ordered an interim conditional release of former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba, acquitted of war crimes after spending a decade behind bars. The 55-year-old Bemba faces prison time for last year's conviction of trying to bribe witnesses during his trial. This is VOA News.